Issues, Etc., regular guest Pastor Stephen Parks on why your congregation should join the Issues, Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues, Etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues, Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues, Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, Etc. The Issues, Etc. 300. It's that time again, time to play Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week. We need your votes. We need you to listen to these soundbites, and then we need you to email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Give us a call. When you call, you get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can visit our Facebook fan page and vote there as well. We've left some space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We have 4 sound bites to play for you. It's a simple game. You listen, then you vote. Your votes determine which is going to be soundbite of the week. You can vote for whatever reason you want to. You can agree with the soundbite or disagree with it, or think it's funny, or think it's insightful, or simply think it's remarkable for some other reason. Your reasons are your own. When you vote, we want to know where you listen and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And as usual, the best vote gets the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Here's soundbite number one on this Friday afternoon. Joe Carter, have evangelicals lost confidence in the gospel?
I wouldn't say it's so much as losing confidence, because I think evangelicals have great confidence in the power of the gospel. Unfortunately, what they mistake is that they think that they have to add to it. It's so funny how Protestants think, you know, we criticize Catholics for trying to add works to grace. I think we try to do the same thing to the gospel. We try to add things to it to make it more effective. That, yes, the gospel's powerful, but we need to put it in a tract, or we need to use a certain kind of a language instead of just preaching the gospel and trusting the power itself to have to change lives. And when we look at the book of Acts, Peter was preaching and, you know, just preaching the gospel, and 5,000 people were converted in one day. And we look at that and, like, amazed how he did without all the tools that we use. How did he so effective? It's because we forget that the gospel is all we need. We don't need all this other trappings. And I think if we actually talk to people, they understand that, but they don't make the connection. They understand that the power, but they don't make it understand that they're by adding to it, they're actually reducing the effectiveness of just all it needs. The gospel is all we need.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Here's soundbite number two. Joel Osteen, early this week, was on The View, and he had a rather cordial conversation on a controversial topic with the ladies who host that program.
You said that homosexuality is not God's best. And recently a pastor of an evangelical church in Georgia named Jim Swilley came out and said that he's gay. What's your feeling about that?
I should make it clear, I don't think it's God's best for your life. I don't think it's not God's best making us. I don't know that individual situation. I believe the scriptures teach us that a pastor in leadership like that is not going to stay in a Christian church like ours, but I don't know whether he should come out or not.
Should he get out of the Christian church if he's gay?
That's totally up to him. I don't know. I mean, the main thing, Barbara, is we are four people. If you came to our church, you would see people from all walks of life. We don't have a sign at the door, no gays, no drunkards, no people on drugs. We're not against people. If you follow our ministry at all, we're for uplifting people. But there's the scripture that we can't necessarily change.
Don't you believe? Clearly, he made folks who are gay and straight and out. And shouldn't we, as Christians, say, okay, if this is what God put out, Who am I to judge it?
Well, I'm 100% on you, Whoopi, in that we are not to judge other people.
Excellent.
And I believe that God has made every person as a child. He's breathed his life into them.
You gave the opening prayer for the newly elected lesbian mayor of Houston. Did you get any flack for that?
Sure we do. But again, it shows the heart of who we are. It's to uplift people and to love everybody. Jesus said, you'll know my disciples when you love each other.
Right.
And so we're not
Pastor,
here beating everybody down.
I got to say, you're the only person that come to this table and we talk so softly like this the entire time. Wow. You need to come more often. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
All right. That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? Joel Osteen on The View. Getting along with the ladies very well. 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number three. Pastor Michael Walther. Can we do without creeds?
I encounter this often with new people that come to the Lutheran Church, and they've been taught by other pastors that creeds are bad, that you should just use the Bible and things like that. And I always point out to people that whatever you say after the words, I believe, is a creed. It's foolishness to say we don't use creeds or that creeds are bad. We can't exist without creeds. The only question is it a good creed? Is what you say after the words, I believe, in line with Scripture or not? We always have to summarize. And so I think pastors make a big mistake in trying to say somehow I'm exempt from that process of summarizing Scriptures and of using creeds and so on and so forth. No one is. We have to. And so I think we have to, you know, teach people the importance of that and show them we will use creeds, all of us. Let's use the accurate creeds, those that truly present to us the teachings of Scripture.
That's soundbite number three. Here's soundbite number four. Get ready to vote. 1-877-623-MYIE or Facebook.com/issuesETC. Pastor Jonathan Fisk and institutionalism in the church.
So when or if a denomination begins to be more concerned about its preserving, say, its retirement package, or, you know, insert your favorite thing here, as opposed to preserving that word and sacrament ministry on the ground level in the local congregations, where we would even let local congregations die and not have pastors to serve them so that we can preserve institutional what have you that isn't word and sacrament, well, then we've given up what Christ has said, do this, because it's me saving the world, and we're instead fighting to save what? An organization that doesn't necessarily do anything anymore because it stopped doing the one thing it originally was created to do.
Now it's time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. This break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Vote by email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your vote's next.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
You canceled the wrong show. You're listening to Issues Etc.
At steadfastlutherans.org, we've been called contentious. We've even been called the brothers of John the curmudgeon, and we may well be curmudgeonly sometimes. But we always have the best and clearest voices in confessional Lutheranism. Articles from Molly Hemingway, Martin Nolan, Clement Preuss, Todd Wilkin, and a host of regular contributors. Come check out the new Lutheran media. Always clear, always concise, always confessionally Lutheran. steadfastlutherans.org.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
And vote because you got the choice.
Welcome back. It's Friday afternoon, the 19th of November. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We played the soundbites. Now it's time for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week. You do so by giving us a call right here in the studio. We are coming to you live this Friday. 1-877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, or by email. That's talkback@issuesetc.org. The soundbites, number one, Joe Carter, have evangelicals lost confidence in the gospel? Soundbite number two, Joel Osteen on The View. Soundbite number three, Pastor Michael Walther, can we do without creeds? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, talking about institutionalism in the church. First up on this Friday afternoon from Casper, Wyoming, Michelle, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hi, thank you.
Who are you voting for?
I am voting for soundbite number two, just because it's frightening that influential people can sit there and, you know, laugh and visit about how, you know, soft their conversation is and not understand that the real heart of the issue is really terrifying to some of us.
Michelle, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Casper. It's nice to hear from folks in Wyoming. Out on, well, similar region in Montana, Jerry in Deer Lodge says, when our children were being catechized, our pastor had them write, I believe, statements that tied the Old Testament to the New Testament. What a great way to tie the whole Bible to the gospel and the gospel to the creeds. Thank you, Pastor Walther, for reminding us of the importance of confessing our faith through the creeds. But my vote goes to Pastor Fisk for the reminder that it is not the size of the church that is important, but what we receive there. I know many churches in the Montana district served by faithful pastors that serve word and sacrament to 2 to 5 faithful members every week. The reason these members are there is to receive that word and sacrament for the forgiveness of sins. Jerry, thanks for listening in Montana, and thanks for your vote during Soundbite of the Week. From Facebook, Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico says, I voted for number two, Joel Osteen, not because I like anything that is in the audio clip, but because I'm completely astounded by his non-commitment to Scripture. It seems he clings to the Bible only insofar as it allows him to present himself as a Christian. But when it comes time to put up or shut up about biblical orthodoxy, he shuts up and declares, mainly, we're for people. He's an ear tickler, and that's made clearly evident by the response of the girls on The View to how he answered their challenges. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Los Alamos, New Mexico. Mike, what about the rest of you? Still time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. The best vote gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email. We get it right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November is actually a book on CD. It's a series of sermons, texts that are on CD called the Old Testament Collection. One of our favorite guests here on Issues Etc., Dr. Ken Sherb, both wrote and produced this CD through Concordia Publishing House. It's Preaching Christ in the Old Testament during the church year. You can find out more about this any place at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours and order the Old Testament collection, Preaching Christ in the Old Testament through the church year by Dr. Ken Sherb. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Let's see. Andy's calling from Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. It seems to me that call number two is a good example of what the fellow in number four was talking about. Joel Osteen may have a creed of some sort, but he's certainly willing to compromise on it. No matter what the creed is, he's willing to talk. And so I think that it's really important to vote for number three, because it's very important to have a right creed and to stick with it.
Well, thank you very much, Andy. I appreciate you listening in, Kirkwood, and for playing Soundbite of the Week. Carrie in Alexandria, Minnesota says, these are all such great soundbites, so I changed my mind four times. No, I'm not like Osteen, she says. Osteen rode on both sides of the fence again, never able to say one way or the other, but rather made everybody feel good and never stood up for the truth. They all could clap for his standing for nothing at all. Carrie, thanks for listening in Minnesota. What about the rest of you? Oh, by the way, she's voting for number two. 1-877-623-MYIE. Still just a little time for your votes for Soundbite of the Week. 877-623-MYIE. Email your votes to us here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or leave them at the Facebook fan page. We get those in real time too. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. It is interesting to listen to somebody like Osteen, who will say, He didn't say that the Bible doesn't prohibit homosexuality. In fact, he kind of laid it off on the Bible when challenged about what he'd said about homosexuality. He says, well, I just can't change the Bible. The Bible does say these things. But when actually putting that Bible into practice, actually applying that Bible to the situation, he defaults to, well, the Osteen default position. We're just about people, about loving people, accepting people, kind of deferring the whole issue of sin entirely. The winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, number two, Joel Osteen, and his appearance with the ladies on The View.
You said that homosexuality is not God's best. And recently a pastor of an evangelical church in Georgia named Jim Swilley came out and said that he's gay. What's your feelings about that?
I should make it clear, I don't think it's God's best for your life. I don't think it's not God's best making us. I don't know that individual situation. I believe the scriptures teach us that a pastor in leadership like that is not going to stay in a Christian church like ours, but I don't know whether he should come out or not.
Should he get out of the Christian church if he's gay?
That's totally up to him. I don't know. I mean, the main thing, Barbara, is we are four people. If you came to our church, you would see people from all walks of life. We don't have a sign at the door, no gays, no drunkards, no people on drugs. We're not against people. If you follow our ministry at all, we're for uplifting people. But there's the scripture that we can't necessarily change.
Don't you believe? Clearly, he made folks who are gay and straight and out. And shouldn't we, as Christians, say, okay, if this is what God put out, who am I to judge it?
Well, I'm 100% on you, Whoopi, in that we are not to judge other people.
Excellent.
And I believe that God has made every person as a child. He's breathed his life into them.
You gave the opening prayer for the newly elected lesbian mayor of Houston. Did you get any flack for that?
Sure we do. But again, it shows that the heart of who we are is to uplift people and to love everybody. Jesus said, you'll know my disciples when you love each other.
Right.
And so we're not
Pastor.
Here beating everybody down.
I got to say, you're the only person to come to this table and we talk so softly like this the entire time. Wow. You need to come more often. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
All right. That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number two, Joel Osteen on The View. Here's another vote from Jenna in Audubon, Minnesota. She says, it's a toss-up for me between the Joel Osteen comment and the wonderful statement on the creeds. However, I think I will have to give it to Joel Osteen. The fact that he would sit there and take, quote, spiritual advice from the likes of Joy Behar, who has had some of the most vile things to say about Christians, is astounding. He's not only dodged the question, but failed to stand up for all the truth of Scripture and the message of love and grace to all sinners. Jenna, thanks for your vote from Audubon, Michigan. The LPR bundle package goes to Michelle in Casper, Wyoming. Michelle, if you would be so kind as to email us your shirt size and your, let's see, your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. The LPR bundle package is yours. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation this weekend. We need a little more than $55,000 in order to make budget for this year. That's very doable. Our listeners have given us Black Ink every year so far since we've come back. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Any size gift is deeply appreciated. It all helps. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, by the way, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of 2010. When you go to church this weekend, invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week. We've got a great week of programs Monday on Issues Etc. We'll talk to Brigitte Gabriel about the banning of Sharia law in Oklahoma. Also Monday, open lines with your answers to this question. It's the big TSA question. Is it a sin for the agents of the Transportation Security Administration to take x-rays, invasive x-ray pictures of you, and pat down passengers? Is it a sin? Open lines Monday on Issues Etc. Tuesday, we'll discuss the old Adam versus the new man. Pastor Eric Rotman of Good News Magazine will be our guest. Joel Osteen is a perfect example of he still believes there is such a thing as sin. I am pretty convinced of that. He believes it's there. He just doesn't want to talk about it. And here's how the math works. If you're afraid to talk about sin and call sin a sin, then you severely restrict any relevance Jesus might have to anyone's life. If he won't call homosexuality a sin, won't he call a sin? And if we're not sinners in need of a Savior, you don't ever really need to talk about Jesus on the cross for sinners, which explains, surprise, why he talks about that so very seldom. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you next week. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.